Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Ilan Stavins joins us for the rest of the show today. He's professor of humanities and Latin American and Latino culture at Amherst College. He's a man of wide-ranging intellect and interests. I mean, we've previously talked about everything from shamanic hallucinogens to Stavins' Mexican-Jewish heritage to Don Quixote, even our infatuation with selfies. But today, Professor Stavins joins us to talk about something that's dividing us spiritually, symbolically, and literally.
I want to build the wall. We need the wall.
President Trump's wall, of course, the one he wants to build on America's southern border. Ilan Stavins' new book is called The Wall, and it's a poetic exploration of political rhetoric that divides. Professor Stavins, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back.
So I have to ask you, I want to just go back in time a little bit, because as far as I understand it, there's one particular moment in the presidential election that really hit you hardest and made you want to undertake this exploration. It's from October 2016 in the third presidential debate. So let me just listen to a quick moment from that debate.
We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
What was it about that particular moment that really struck you?
I have been spending my life studying Spanglish, and I had never heard that expression, bad hombres, the combination of English and Spanish, in a way that was despicable. And it felt like an arrow to my heart, or maybe a knife to my stomach. I felt that here was a candidate that was expressing a divide rather than building a bridge between my country of origin, Mexico, and the country that I chose to come and live in, the United States. And at that moment, Meghna, I felt an immediate, almost magnetic force that propelled me to go to that wall that he wanted to build, part of which had already been built by previous administrations, and touch it with my fingers and smell it with my nose and taste the flavors on both sides and hear the people. It felt like that those two words had been brought to me, and that it was my responsibility to make it real for myself, and maybe as a witness, make it real for others.
Well, I was wondering if you could to read a section from the beginning, from near the beginning of the book, that sort of helps us get it into that exploration that you undertook.
This is from the very beginning. Doleful, confine, incision of despair. Margin, precipice, limbo. You slash the body into bulges and punctuate the soul. Shipwrecked in a disconsolate country, in a century built through resentment, for 6 days, y sus noches, I alone, unencumbered, traverse the land like Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca in search of ghosts. The mother whose love for her son has soured. The adopted child in search of genesis. The brother with a heart condition looking for a doctor to cure him. I am an abstraction. My imagination, free, scans the emotional landscape. Places are sites where fantasy meets recognition. Reality is such an aberration, it is okay to go crazy.
That's Ilan Stavins reading from his new book, The Wall. I wonder if you could just... So, first of all, why did you want to share sort of your explorations through this poetic medium?
I had been a Meghna translator of mostly Latin American, that is Spanish-speaking, some indigenous, Hebrew and Yiddish poets. I had always taken the back seat, so to speak, although I don't think of translators as disappearing. I think of translators as enabling. But at this point, when traveling to the U.S.-Mexican border, I felt that I wanted to use the poetry that I had learned by bringing it from other languages into English and turn it into my own voice, delivering it in a way that could serve as an instrument of of investigation. I wanted to create something that resembled that delightful American book called the Spoon River Anthology, where multiple voices coalesce, and one gets the impression that all of them really belong to a voice of voices. And those voices are contradictory, and they love and hate each other. And ultimately, by listening to all of them, you get a feeling that reality is much more complex than we often hear or we often read, and that in the dissonance, in the contradictions, is where we find the beauty of being alive.
You know, so this particular wall that President Trump wants to build, of course, it is. If it goes up, it would be literally divisive. But its greater power is its political and spiritual divisiveness, right? I mean, that's why it strikes us all so deeply, whether positively or negatively, every time he talks about it, which is virtually every day.
Right.
But, you know, the president also says something else, which I'd love to hear your thoughts on. I mean, he says, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. And you know, like, and to him, the wall is the symbol of protection of country.
The wall is the edge. The wall is the limit. And every individual, every family, every group, every community, every nation needs to understand its own limits. If we don't have limits, we don't know who we are. If we don't see others outside those limits, we can't recognize how we behave, what the heritage that we have inherited, in what way it shapes us. But we don't have to turn our borders into belligerent zones. We don't have to cut bridges. Borders are not about diminishing who is on the other side, about tarnishing their vision or silencing their voices. Borders are about establishing where I end and where you begin. And I want to see you next to me. I want to feel you. And I want to know that you are just on the other side, just as I am on the other side for you. And that, I think, is crucial. We don't have to be building borders in order to elevate nations. We have to build borders in order to define nations. That is crucial.
Well, Ilan Stavins is a professor of Latin American and Latino culture at Amherst College. His new book is called The Wall. We've got more information about it at radioboston.org. Professor Stavins, you're a person I could talk with for hours. Promise that you'll come back again.
I promise. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.